With all this cold weather going around the U.S., we're going to talk to my teammates about the coldest game they've ever played in. All right, we're here with Luke Bowenko. What is the coldest game you've ever played in?
Well, see, every other year in my college career, I had the displeasure of going to this little place in Virginia called Blacksburg. And not a great place, and you know, wasn't very fortunate to me in my football career, but also is a miserable experiences weather-wise. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with Blacksburg, but it's up in the mountains. It is windy as crud. I mean, it is cold. I mean, you got guys in the, you know, the jackets, and obviously as an offensive lineman, you can't wear that stuff. So you just stand there and, you know, put on your tough face, but really you're just, takes about a day and a half to thaw out. And, yeah, that place is pretty terrible.
Sounds like a beautiful place.
I would never go there.
All right. We're here with Will Taufa-O. Is that right?
Yeah, that was very good.
All right, good. Will, what was the coldest game you've ever played in?
I was in college, probably around 20 degrees, but the wind chill was probably minus 10, something like that.
Did y'all win?
No.
Was this Cal versus Washington?
It was Cal versus UW, and it was a rough game, actually.
All right, I always talk to Brian Anger about this. You guys both went to Cal, but there's so many Cal guys in the league, yet the teams are never that good while you're in college. How is that even possible?
Wow, man.
I mean, it's the truth.
I mean, that's a hard question to answer, right?
Is it coaching? Because it obviously wasn't the players.
It could have been a combination of things. Maybe a little bit of the players taking more ownership and probably a little bit of coaching, but I don't know. It's
it'll never be answered. All right, we're here with Mercedes Lewis. Tell me what your coldest weather temperature game is you've ever played.
The coldest weather temperature game I've ever played in was the Chicago Bears in 2008. We went to Chicago, and it was 13 degrees, 9-mile-an-hour wind chill, and I just remember being in the slot, and the wind was, like, blowing me down, and I was hoping that Dave would hurry up and hike the ball so I wouldn't be outside.
I remember that game, too. I remember I had a 40-yard field goal that game that I hit. I made it, but it had about 2 yards on it, so I felt your pain.
That same game, I caught a corner route, like a 30-yard corner route, got hit out of bounds. I fell on the grass, and it felt like I was on asphalt and, like, split my elbow. So I won't forget that game.
We're here with number 5, Blake Bortles. Blake, what is the coldest weather football game you've ever played in?
Coldest game I've ever played in, SMU last year. It was like 10 degrees. There was ice cubes all on the field.
Ice cube.
Well, they like closed the town down. All the roads were closed, so nobody could come to the game. So it was empty. Our heaters actually broke, so no heaters, no fans. But we won.
What was the score?
I got no idea. But that was to win the conference championship.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it.